9 years is my guess, Christy.
Ryan gave JB the finger.
Shut the fuck up. I guess the last time I had a bath wasn't all that long ago.
Give me a date, lover. Back in New England? Doesn't count. Just a dunking in salt ocean. I mean a real, honest-to-guy a bath with hot water, soap, and all the trimmings.
Not since... well... last time might have been the Alaskan Redoubt.
How about following that green line on the map? One that points to bath and shower facilities? I could really get into some good warm suds.
Phew, fucking Triple Ace on the line.
JB nodded, glancing across at Lori and Doc.
You two?
Little girl do nothing for a hot wash, Doc.
Anything.
How's that?
You said you would do nothing for... well, let it pass, sweetness. I confess that the prospect of laving my weary soul is too tantalizing to imagine. Will there truly be hot water and all?
Ryan looked again at the map. He rubbed a hand over the stubble on his chin, feeling the dirt and grease under his fingers, suddenly aware of the stench of his own body.
I don't know, Doc, but there sure is Grenshaw one way to go find out.
Well, dear sir, I say let us proceed and follow the yellow brick road.
Green, Doc. It's a green line on the map.
It was magical. The shower rooms were only about 100 yards away from the dormitory, and a recreation room with television, books, CDs, and pool tables opened on the right. Then locker rooms, divided into male and female sections.
I think I'll come in with the guys if nobody objects.
And me.
Nobody objected. Ryan sat on one of the immaculately clean and polished benches in the shower room, peeling off his clothes. There were sec locks on the inside of the entrance doors, which would hold any attackers long enough for the six companions to get to their blasters. The bathing complex was divided into smaller sections, each with hot tubs, whirlpools, and showers. By common consent, the two couples each went into one section, JB and Jack sharing a third. Christy had turned on the polished chrome taps to the big tub, testing the water with her hand. It took some time to run warm.
Sure there'll be some hot left after 100 years?
Nuke power plant's working still. Water in a sealed recycling unit. Should be all right if you wait long enough.
Ah! Yeah! Steaming! Have to turn the thermo down or we'll come out pink and skinned. You got your clothes off yet?
On the way. There's a 15-minute laundry on the wall, clean and tumble dry. Figure I'll risk my clothes through it while we wash.
Ryan unlaced the combat boots, throwing his socks into the cleaning machine. One of the problems of moving through the Deathlands was that it was rarely safe to strip off completely, even for a night's sleep. The heavy-duty dark gray pants, slit so that he could pull them over the calf-high boots, came off next, followed by his shorts. The brown shirt was last, chucked into the round glass port of the cleaner. His long coat with the white fur trim rested neatly on the bench, beside the white silk scarf that had the small metal weights in its ends. His wrist gron was waterproof, so he kept it on. Before moving toward the sounds of splashing and the billowing tendrils of steam, he made sure that all his assorted weapons lay ready to hand. Stripped naked, Ryan realized that his own personal freshness wasn't all that it might have been. He caught sight of himself in a full-length mirror by the side of the open doorway through to the showers, paused, and looked himself up and down. But not from vanity. He simply looked himself over, knowing that yet another of the traitor's favorite quotes had been something to the effect that the most basic weaponry was your own body. Ryan's 30-odd years of living had been as tough as they could have been, with very little gentle quiet in them. Though he stared critically, he felt he was in good shape. A rangy, muscular body, flat across the stomach, with deep chest and narrow hips, a mat of dark hair curling across his chest, spilling down to tangle around his groin and lower stomach. There were seams and scars all over his trunk, arms, and legs, and each of them told its own painful story of bad times from his past.
Checking the reflection, lover. Making sure everything's in real good working order.
Yeah, it's not. Hey, stop that.
Christy didn't stop. She pressed herself closer against Ryan's body, right hand reaching around his hip.
I said to stop doing...
Yeah.
She stepped away from him, head to one side, admiring her handiwork.
Everything's in real good working order.
What'd you stop for?
You told me to. Know how I always obey my lord and master? Just like my mama always instructed me.
I'm going in to wash up. If you're not undressed and in the tub with me in about, oh, let's see, about 45 seconds...
You'll what?
I'll come and get you, ready or not, and heave you in.
Is that a threat or a promise?
You get 40 seconds to find out. 35 seconds.
Christy left her khaki overalls in a heap and her dark blue cowboy boots with the silver spread-winged falcons lying crookedly at the side. The cleaner had swallowed her neat bra and light blue bikini pants. There were automatic dispensers set in the wall with trim, polished nozzles. Christy pressed her hand under one, and a thin, mescal worm of scented soap settled in her palm.
Come on in, lover. Water's real good. Oh, fire blast. It's been such a damn long time.
Ryan was stretched out full length, resting his head on the edge of the tub, his thick hair matted and wet. He grinned up at her.
It's cold! Why aren't you turned it up hot, Doc?
Sounds like Doc might have gotten himself turned up hot.
Christy padded to the edge of the bath, looking down at Ryan's lean and muscular body beneath her in the spray-topped water. She was partly on his blind side, and he tipped his head to glance up at her, thinking what an amazing physique she had. Broad shoulders tapered to a slim waist and tight, firm buttocks. She had the thighs of an athlete with slim ankles. Her breasts were tipped with fire, her nipples hard as cherry stones. The steam was affecting her sentient hair, which was uncoiling after the defensive tightness against the cockroaches, tumbling in vivid waves of luxuriant crimson. Ryan noticed that the curling hair at the junction of her magnificent thighs was opening like a soft vermilion fan.
See what you like?
And I like what I see. Come on, Christy.
He held his arms up to accept her into the embracing warmth of the steaming tub. After his bath, Ryan took the opportunity to shave off the stubble that seemed almost a permanent part of his life, revealing the livid scar that seamed across his right cheek from the corner of his good eye past the angle of his mouth. Christy brushed out her hair, making it crackle with vitality. By the time they'd finished, their clothes were ready, clean and dry, slightly warmed. Ryan laced up his boots, stretched and yawned.
Yeah. That was nice. All I want now is a decent meal and then 12 hours of bed.
Christy didn't reply. Dressed only in her bikini briefs, she walked to stand by him, kissing him on the cheek, as soft as the caress of a hummingbird's wing. J.B. Dix, trim and spruce, had found what had once been the living quarters for some of the administrative officers in the redoubt. Separate cubicles, each with double-sized beds, and dining areas with tables that seated six. The kitchen units held a better-than-average range of tinned food. To everyone's relief, the stove worked, and there was no need to open any of the ubiquitous and disliked self-heats.
My word, but we are surely the most elegant sextet in all of Deathlands. Not to mention the most fragrant.
Jack had appointed himself in charge of the cooking facilities, and he was bustling around, helped by Lori. The boy's hair, under the rare influence of shampoo and clean hot water, danced around his narrow face like the fine spray of the ocean thrown on jagged rocks. Ryan found cutlery and plates while JB scavenged around some of the lockers in the individual rooms.
What are you heating up for us, Jack?
The boy peered at the faded labels as he slid them into the electric opener.
Tomato soup, oxtail soup,